and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
We don't get burned out because of what we do. People burn out because they forget why they do it. They lose their focus. If what you're doing is not what gets you up in the morning, that kind of pushes you when you don't feel like going, or gives you that little bit of drive, then reevaluate what you're doing. These complaints about the widows could have derailed the apostles from their course. They said in verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They didn't allow this. It was an important thing. But they delegated and said, we can't allow this to derail us. Sometimes people's, I forget the terminology, but it's like an emergency to them. They make it your. They wait up till the last day, then they call you. Last minute, and then they call you to try to put that urgency on you. Just tell them, call me next week. Is you still got this problem, then we can talk. See what happened. We can't allow ourselves to be derailed. It took wisdom on the part of the apostles to handle the complaints and to keep the ministry moving forward, to keep things moving. Men and women of excellence must be good finishers. Excellence. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. He don't start nothing without finishing. That's a characteristic of his excellence. And we too, men and women of excellence, have to be good finishers. So over the next days, or maybe even weeks, maybe even months, go back to a bunch of that stuff you started. Say amen like you mean it, because come on, join the party here, because there's a whole bunch of, I need to go and put some dots at the end and cross some T's and finish up and open up and do it right. Our God is the Alpha and the Omega, and he's in us, and he's one that wants you to finish what you start. Finish. That's a characteristic of excellence. Philippians chapter 1, and verse number 6. The word says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He that has begun a good work in you, being confident. How many know there are times you have to rise up above the noise of the crowd and regain or get back your confidence? You know, in athletics or in sports, a lot of times when a team goes on a losing streak, they've lost their confidence. They could be the best team, the better team, but they lose their confidence. So you got to regain that confidence. But the word says here, being confident of this very thing, he that has begun a good work. Tell somebody beside you, what God started in you, he's going to finish it. As a matter of fact, if we look close enough, we'll recognize the fact that God has already finished. Our destiny is there for us to discover, but it's already laid out for us. Amen. Think about Joseph when he went down into the pit. The destiny had already been sealed by God. He saw it in a dream. He saw it in dream form, but God knew already that he'd be the first in Egypt, right next to the Pharaoh, a father to Pharaoh. God already saw that. So God already has looked down the annals of time and seen where you go, where he's appointed you. But sometimes along the way, he's got to kind of push you through portals. He's got to deal with you. He's got to preach to you. He's got to, you know, coddle you. He's got to pick you up. He's got to rebuke you sometime. He's got to encourage you. Amen. He's got to chasten you sometime to keep you going, because it's just around the corner. I've already finished it. Tell somebody, don't stop. Come on, tell them, don't you dare stop. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare quit. God hasn't quit. God hasn't stopped. That's why we can always get up. That's why there's always hope. That's why there's always a way. That's why that God, you can never fail. A strategy from heaven cannot fail. Only way you fail is when you quit. Say this with me right now. I cannot be defeated. And I will not quit. It might take you a little longer to learn something. That's all right. God dwells in eternity. He can stop time like he did with Joshua. And he'll wait on you when your heart is right. God will wait on you. He can quicken you to learn things. Take other people a long time to learn. And you don't have no formal education. But he can quicken your spirit. Tell me what God can't do. Decency and order. We must learn to order our lives. I know, you know, we live in a time where knowledge is increased and men are running to and fro. It's busy time. People, everybody's busy. You know, everybody pretty much has full plates. You know, juggling schedules and things. But that doesn't give us any leeway to not do things decently and in order. You'd be amazed at the ability that you have, and the potential that you have. You know, a lot of us are and well, probably all of us, to a degree, have you ever driven your car or truck as fast as it will go? I ain't talking about the beat up jalopy that's 20 miles an hour. That, you know, I'm talking about, have you, you know, whatever's on your speedometer, 120, 140, 160. Have you ever just, I'm gonna see what this baby will do. Till it gets to 100. Anybody? Oh, somebody raised their hand. I'm take note. Get a license number. What I'm saying is that's the potential that's on the speedometer. But very seldom do people ever use it, ever get to it. No need for it, because our speed limits. And now understand what I'm saying. Are for safety. Y'all get what I'm saying here, right? That's a good thing now, in the natural. And now, people just want safety, just want to be safe. And I can see God telling some of y'all, punch it. I gave you all that horsepower, and you doing 40. I get you a moped, a bicycle. in the spirit realm. At times you have to accelerate. Amen. You have it. You have that acceleration. You have that other gear. You can handle a whole lot more than you think you can. See what happens when you let a whole lot of stuff get out of order. You ain't thinking right. Your mind gets cluttered. That stuff just closes in on you till eventually you're going to just kind of, you know, you're going to check out. Something's going to happen. But keep things in order. It makes things easier. You know, it's like a workplace. You tripping over everything and you got to dig through something to find something. It was over here somewhere and you tossing stuff and garbage everywhere and bugs running around and you looking for something. I know I left it. Huh? What kind of workplace is that? It ain't even safe. Somebody bite you. Am I right or wrong? Y'all get what I'm talking about here, right? Why do you keep your mind cluttered like that? How we do and the order we keep is an extension of who we are. I'm reminded of Peanuts. The Peanuts characters. Is it Linus? Pigpen. He the only one had a cloud over him. Everywhere he went. Look here, 1 Kings chapter 18. Let's look at the story here. 1 Kings chapter 18. Somebody say decent. And in order. I said 1 Kings, right? 1 Kings chapter 18. And starting at verse number 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order. Somebody say, he put the wood in order. Say it again, he put the wood in order. Cut the bullock in pieces, laid him on the wood that was in order, and said, fill 4 barrels of water and pour on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And he did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. It came to pass as the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things as thy were at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.